This is Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Scott Hanley. John Archibald of the Birmingham News and AL.com joins us here in our studios most Thursday mornings. And John, a busy week in Montgomery and Birmingham with some legislative dust tussles, some uncertainty, and some developments.
Absolutely. We can all come down off high alert now, let our children back in the streets because the legislature is no longer in session. And that is always a day of celebration around here.
Now, a lot did get done.
A lot did get done. Some good. You hear about sweeping gun legislation. You hear the intense debate over the school tax credits, the Tim Tebow tax credits, as I like to call it. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm not sure that much happened that affects the average person on everyday life. And that sometimes we have such intense debates over these things a lot of the time, and often it doesn't really come back to affect us. So some do, some don't, though. They're obviously at different levels, and some good, some not so good.
Now, one bill that passed that didn't get a lot of notice but could have a great impact in Birmingham and a lot of other urban areas, especially the historic tax credit, which could allow for substantial boosts in redevelopment of places like downtown Birmingham.
Right. That will allow for some 25% tax credits, up to $5 million, if I remember that correctly. Certainly a city like Birmingham would really benefit from that, with a lot of downtown buildings, some of the large ones downtown that desperately need redevelopment. And it also would affect homes and other areas. And so it's kind of got lost in a lot of the ideological scrambles of the legislature. But in the end, for a town like Birmingham, and not just Birmingham, but Montgomery for sure, and some of these other communities, it's a big deal.
Speaking of development, the reset button kind of getting hit downtown with the transit center. There's a 14-year-old building now that, with a payment of $101,000 to the federal government, kind of for pushing the reset button, will now tear down that facility and start with a new multimodal facility for trying to put together getting around in Alabama.
Right. I laugh because I'm torn on here. At one sense, we've gotten a lot of federal penalties forgiven on that, so we don't have to pay a lot. But we are paying this $100,000 to tear down a building we built 14 years ago. It has the dome. It's a transit building. It's an eye-catching building downtown, and it's so frustrating as a Birmingham resident to see how we did it wrong again. That we're going to turn around and tear it down and build another one. But on the other hand, we have this coming building that is going to house Metro Air Express, MAX, the transit system, the two bus lines, and possibly some other transit facilities. And it's a good thing. It's been long been in the works for decades on decades, this intermodal facility. So it's coming, but at the same time, it's impossible as a Birmingham resident not to look at this and say, why do we do things the way we do them? Look forward and hope for the best.
If you think about that whole area around downtown Birmingham, there's some major redevelopment. The new crane will be the state bird of Alabama because of all the construction that could be going on over the course of the next couple of years.
We certainly hope so. I mean, that's the idea. I sure hope you're right.
Now, your column on the recent behavior of the legislators and the governor reminded me of a quote by that noted philosopher Meryl Streep, who said, "I really did think that life would be like college, but it isn't. Life is like high school."
And politics and the Alabama legislature is always like high school, if they've graduated to that level. My take was that the supermajority Republican leadership, Dale Marsh and Mike Hubbard in particular, were taking the bully role, and Governor Bentley was wielding his paddle like the assistant principal that nobody listens to. It's going to be real interesting to see how that little rift sort of works out, because the one true thing about high school, I believe, is that what you remember most, who your friends are and were, and who your friends weren't, a lot more than you remember what happened in the classroom.
The football season's over, and you got to get back to class. SATs are coming. High school can be rough, but it can get better.
High school can be rough, but it can get better as long as we move on, and that's the thing. If you tend to want to cling to high school, you ask for trouble. But if you can move on and grow a little bit and learn from what you've been through there, then we got a chance.
John Archibald's column appears on AL.com and in the Birmingham News Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And he joins us Thursday mornings on Morning Edition on WBHM and WBHM.org. Thanks very much, John.
Thank you.